Right, yeah, that's us recording now.
Absolutely brilliant. Now that that's recording, if I could start off, please, with your full name and job title.
Yeah, it's Councillor Billy Pollock. I am the councillor for Dunfermline South Ward.
Fantastic. Now let's just start off with exactly what it is that you are calling on the government for.
Yeah, basically what I'm after is I done an open letter to the Education Secretary, John Swinney, asking for a commitment and a timescale of funding to allow the new build of Woodmill High School and St Columba's High Schools, which sit in my ward. So I've sent a letter, an open letter to that effect.
So how bad a state are the two buildings in at the moment?
They're classed as condition C, which is classed that as a poor condition. But quite importantly, Woodmill High School, even though it's a category C, it is expected to actually exceed its operational capacity by August 2018. So not only is the school a new school needed for the benefit of the pupils, it's also needed because it's actually too small. So there's two elements to that one. And St Columbus itself, would need a substantial amount of repair work, which would not really be cost effective. So therefore, a new build there is also essential.
Now, you mentioned in the letter that obviously the council's put £50 million aside. In the past, what we've seen is a third of the funding coming from the council and two-thirds from the Scottish Government. So what you're looking for, them effectively, is £100 million, is that correct?
Yes, it would be, yeah. If you use it on that funding basis. So, yes, that is what I'm asking the Scottish Government to come forward with. And that not only would benefit Woodmill and St Columbus High Schools, it would also benefit Inverkeithing, which sits in the neighbouring ward, and Glenrothes High Schools as well. So there's a few high schools there that need rebuilt.
Now, I imagine the government say they're sort of fairly tight for money at the moment. What sort of level of success do you think you'd have in asking for that money? Do you think that the government has that money available for you?
I would hope that they would have that money available. Not actually being one to deal with actual Scottish government finances, I wouldn't know if they have it available, but I would hope that they would have it available. And by doing this letter as an open letter, it actually shows that myself as a councillor for the area and Fife Council administration, that we are serious about the high schools, but unfortunately we cannot do it on our own. We do need help from the Scottish Government. But it's probably also actually worth recognising that Fife has actually done quite well from the Scottish Government and the Schools for Future programme. We have seen rebuild of high schools within the Fife area. But albeit that's good, but we still need Woodmill St Columbus to be redone as well as a matter of priority.
And just finally, if this money isn't found, if these schools aren't replaced, what impact might that have on the pupils there?
Well, at the moment, the pupils themselves and everybody involved with the schools are doing an excellent job in poor conditions. And my fear is that if we don't get these schools rebuilt at the earliest opportunity, that will then have a detrimental effect on the learning of the pupils. And we can't allow that to happen. We have got to ensure that pupils are learning in the best environment possible. Environments that are not overcrowded, are not crumbling at the edges. So that's why I'm really calling on the Education Secretary, John Swinney, to please come forward with the remaining money to allow us to invest in the school estates and to ensure the best possible setting for education for all our school pupils in the Dunfermline and wider area.
Fantastic. Is there anything else that I haven't mentioned that you'd like to add?
I'm not sure, Steve, actually. I know the letter itself has only been signed by myself and Councillor Tony Martin. I think it's worthy of note that prior to this letter going public, the all four ward councillors were shown the letter and had an opportunity to actually sign it. Now, I purposely, in writing this, I have made it non-party political because I think it's, in fact, I know it's an area where there should be common ground for all councillors, irrespective of which political party that you belong to. It's something that we should be doing jointly for the best for our pupils and future pupils within the Dunfermline and wider area. And I am disappointed that all four councillors haven't actually signed the letter, because I think it's quite a fair, honest letter.
Perfect. I think that's everything I need. Thank you very much for that. If you can now press the stop button on that recording.